Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
If we were to make a soundtrack for Wall Street, the day yesterday might have started out sounding like this.
What goes up must come down.
Like it fell off a cliff, the Dow dropped 1,000 points in half an hour. But then the music changed. As fast and far as it dropped, it came almost all the way back up. So maybe the theme music for Wall Street should be...
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the rubber band.
The rubber band, the yo-yo, the roller coaster ride, the crazy moves on Wall Street. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, happy Friday. It is May 7th and I'm Celeste Headlee here with Todd Zwillick, who's filling in for John Hockenberry.
Hi, good morning, Celeste. Let's get to some of the top stories in this morning's news. Fear and panic hit Wall Street yesterday as terrified investors watched the stock market fall off a cliff, as Celeste said, free-falling 1,000 points in a matter of minutes. It's the single biggest one-day point drop ever recorded. Now, it all started in Europe with worries about Greece's debt crisis spreading to the United States, but that's really when the selling started. But things accelerated when a trader, get this, accidentally placed an order to sell $16 billion. He meant $16 million worth of futures. The typo triggered a sell-off.
It's amazing. You're looking at the market full in 20-point increments, 30-point increments, and usually we trade in, you know, cents, half a cent, 20 cents, and you know something's up. You know it's more than greed.
Trader Alan Valdes there, he's right, but the fear of contagion didn't help. In the end, the Dow was able to recover most of the day's losses.
And for more details about that, we're joined by Theo Leggett. He's the international business reporter for our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning.
So in the United States, there was this crazy spasm in the stock market yesterday. What are we seeing so far today in Asian and European markets?
Well, if yesterday was the shock, Celeste, today we're seeing some of the reaction. Nobody really knows what's going to happen next. There's an atmosphere of unease, uncertainty, even fear. In Japan, we saw the Nikkei average shed 3.1% after being even lower earlier in the day's trading. And this morning in Europe, markets are all down, not by quite as much, but between 1% and 2%, the big bosses are all showing a loss.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about Greece and the bailout with Theo Leggett. Stay with us.
Now, there's also high stakes in the Gulf of Mexico this morning. We get the latest on the containment dome from AP's Harry Weber. He's the only journalist with an eyewitness account.
It's on its long journey down 5,000 feet to the seabed to what they hope will cover the main that's gushing oil up to the surface.
In the meantime, U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says there's a freeze on new offshore drilling permits.
Investigators of the failed car bombing in Times Square are on the hunt. They have the name of a money courier who helped funnel cash from overseas to finance the attempt. And no clear winner in yesterday's British elections. We do know the governing Labour Party suffered a heavy defeat. No party won an outright majority, so jockeying has begun to form a coalition government. And we just got word that the lower house of the German parliament has approved the Greek rescue package. Again, there's going to be more discussion of that today as the leaders of the EU meet. And that could move the markets. Right now, Asian markets are down. European indices are down as well. Futures are up, though. The Dow will start at 10,520, the S&P at 1,128, and the NASDAQ at 2319.
Now, coming up later this morning, we talk movie moms with someone famous for being a teen, and now she's a mom herself. That's Molly Ringwald. That's later in the hour, so stay tuned for that. And because we have our eye on Mom and Mother's Day today on this Friday, we're asking you, who's your favorite movie mom out there? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to the website. That's the takeaway.org. We want to know who your favorite movie mom is.
My favorite movie mom is Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor from The Terminator.
Yeah.
She's a great movie mom.
Yeah.
Well, she's a little on the loopy side for a movie
Talk
mom.
Talk about strong woman.
Yeah, and dedicated.
Protective. That's for,
dedicated to the cause.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about Greece and how a typo could have led to the panic on Wall Street yesterday in a moment.